All right, let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, you want to wear those headphones? You can do that if you want, and you pull that mic right down in front of you. Can we take the time to talk about the obvious thing real quick? How did you get Sarah? You were a good-looking girl, and Rob is just a pathetic-looking human being.
Oh, thank you.
I'm just kidding. How are you? It's very nice to meet you.
Good, thank you. I can't hear anything.
We got volume over there. Any better?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Thank you for coming in here today. You smell wonderful. I can smell it from here, and I know that's not you, Spanish.
Yeah.
Get right up on that microphone so everybody can hear you. Sarah is the mother of Rob's children, and this is the first time we're meeting each other.
Yes.
And I appreciate you coming in. I purposely did not want to talk to you before because I didn't want anybody to think that we tried to set anything up or making you say anything or force you to come in here today. I understand that you guys have talked, you and Rob, and talked a lot of stuff out. Is that true?
Yes.
And I think that that's great. I think that you both seem to want to have the best interest of the children, of Ben, in mind. And the fact that you two are talking and communicating together, I think, is definitely a good step for the kids.
Yes.
And when were you here? When did you get back here? First of all, how are you doing physically from injuries? You look good.
Better.
Yeah. And
still got a couple of lumps on my head, but
yeah. But you do. But you're looking a lot better than I expected, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm glad. When did you guys start talking?
Me and Rob.
Yeah. I mean, like after the Rover stuff.
Oh. Well, I guess it was the day after, or the day of, later that day.
And I know you went on the show probably because you were when have a big incident like this happen, there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of pressure, and I understand that. I'm not I think the fact that you're here today and you're working it out for your kids says a lot more than anything you've done before. Did you guys talk about that, about going on the show?
No, we didn't.
No.
And you know, that's obviously what I wanted to apologize
For doing that.
Yeah, I feel horrible about it.
The idea was, I did not listen to it. I didn't want to get angry. I didn't want to get angry with you or him. I already want to choke him. So I didn't listen to it on purpose. But from social media, it gave the impression that Rob had taken the money that was donated from Rover's audience and the Tampa audience and was spending it wildly and misusing that money, which... Were you under that impression at the time, or were you just mad at him?
We were kind of arguing at that time,
right.
So I was obviously overly emotional, and I wasn't sure on it, so that was the problem. I just really, we weren't communicating to even know.
Okay.
Anyway, obviously, that's not what was going on.
That was not, and you know now that money has not been touched.
No, it has not.
It has not. Okay. No. I wanted you to be able to say that to the people of Tampa Bay that are listening, and hopefully to the people of Cleveland that gets word of this the same way we did when you were on Rover's show, because I think it's very unfair not only to Rob, but to the folks that donated that money and were wondering what was happening and now thinking that it was being misused.
Right.
So, and you've been able to talk to Rob and to talk to the lawyers and see that for sure that money is where Rob says it is.
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously I didn't expect to even say what I said. When I heard back what I said on Rover, I was, you know, pretty embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
It didn't sound the way I was thinking in my head. I just was overly emotional about it.
What did you want to say? Like, have you thought about it now?
To be honest, I didn't want to say anything.
Right.
You know, I didn't want to make a comment on anything because I wasn't sure on anything anyway. I mean, at the time, me and Rob were in a little... We're arguing.
You're fighting.
We weren't, you know, really communicating when the money was turned over.
Right.
And I was, you know, just given the wrong information on it.
Yeah, and now, is there some sort of way that you guys will keep communication open to make sure that this doesn't happen again? Because I know...
I hope so.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think it's important that happens because you do have to look out for your son's future. And even if you guys decide to not be friends for the sake of your child, you should still have that communication open.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, is there anything else that we need to... that you think that we need to cover before?
No, I think part of the reason why I wanted to bring this up and address it wasn't just the money stuff. I think the custody issues that Sarah and I are going through are private. They involve a minor. So for anybody to try and exploit that or talk about it or act like they have any idea what's going on between Sarah and I when it comes to my son, and the fact that people are even saying my son's name on the radio, it shows how low and how big of a scumbag certain people are that they're trying to exploit this tragic situation for themselves. And part of the reason why I wanted to bring this up and get this put to rest is that my son and my daughter are not material for the radio. I work on the radio for 4 hours a day. And how many times have we talked about that accident the week after it happened, just to thank the people from the community? And that was it.
Right.
I don't bring it up. And there's a reason why I don't bring it up, because it's not for the radio. No matter what's going on, it's an issue between Sarah and myself. And that's something that her and I are going to work out privately. I believe there's no ill will on my feelings towards her. And I'd like to believe that there's no ill will from her towards me. I want to work this stuff out for us, for our son, we will do that privately, not publicly.
Yeah, and I think that makes most sense. And I obviously didn't even bring that up to you today. That is none of my business, and I think that you guys will work that out, whichever way you have. The thing that concerned me the most was, I've been in this market for a long time. We don't ask our listeners to do a lot of things. And when Cox opened up that account, everybody, you hear a horrible story like this. Certainly anybody with kids, it's 1,000 times worse when you have kids of your own and you hear the story and you want to help out any way you can. And donating is usually the best way to do that. And a lot of these people who listen to the show are hard workers and not a lot of millionaires sitting around enjoying our radio program. And for them to go and donate some of their money, I can't tell you how much I respect that. It's the reason why I'm not constantly trying to hawk merchandise to you guys and t-shirts. Every time we say something funny, throw it on a hat and sell it to you. It's because I want you to, I know you're hard workers. So when you do reach in your pocket and you do donate money to a situation, whether it be something with us or anybody else in the community, that means a lot to me. And I certainly don't want anybody thinking that we took advantage of them so that Rob or anybody else can go buy, a new couch or a new house or something like that.
A bunch of small shirts.
unfortunately, when this situation with Rover went down, that was the impression that was out there. And Sarah, I think it's very big of you to come in here today. People make mistakes, certainly when they're under the pressure that you're under. You've gone through something major, and I appreciate you coming in here and letting everybody know that things are absolutely on the up and up, and there is no doubt. Is there anything you want to add? Anything that I need to know? I purposely didn't want to talk to you beforehand so that everything was honest and in your words. And so if there's anything you want to get out there, feel free to do that.
Well, I never thought Rob was actually out spending that type of money. It's just, I didn't exactly, say that.
Right.
I didn't think he would do something like that anyway. It was just a miscommunication and us not, talking about it and then getting carried away by being asked questions and trying to answer them. It's just, I never thought he would do something like that anyway.
Yeah.
Well, he's a good dad, and I wouldn't expect,
I would imagine he is a good dad.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's all he talks about is Ben, and like Alvin pointed out, pretty soon they're going to share clothes. So I think that'll work for both of them. That'll work out good.
And I just want to say that to the people of Cleveland, all of the markets that Rover is in, everybody
don't build them up like a great show.
But I'm saying,
crap market.
There were people that were in Louisville that were donating money to me that I never met. So for people to go out of their way to donate to my family and to give us money to make sure that the medical bills are covered, I appreciate that more than anybody can imagine. I know that Sarah does as well. And that's what that money's going to go to, is what it was donated for. So people can say that I'm buying plane tickets or I'm buying stuff for whores or whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
The money is going to what it was donated for, and that's for medical expenses. So
right. I'm the guy who buys stuff for whores around here. Don't try to take my job.
Bathing suits, right, Carmen?
Oh, poor Carmen. All right, well, good. Thank you very much for coming in here today, and I appreciate it. And yes, Rob.
We also have to thank the people who gave her a ride down here, because they helped us out big time.
The Yellow Cab folks?
Yeah,
they're like the sexiest limousine, public yellow limousine riding that you can do. What is it, the old Spanish?
The Yellow Cab Tampa is who helped us out.
Oh, yeah. They always do, especially when we have to come from the Pasco area to get over here. they are our hookup. The poor guys that have to be trapped in the car of Medicine Man for an hour to get over here.
Yeah.
Thank you to the Yellow guys. I appreciate that. And again, Sarah, thank you for coming in here today.
Thank you.
And stay off Twitter. I think it's never good. Twitter fuels every fire
I'm
out there.
I'm actually not on
Twitter. Don't get on Twitter.
It's a breeding ground of hate. Yeah. You just don't want anything to do with it.
A lot of experts, though. There's a lot of experts.
A lot of radio show host experts, stuff like that.
Yeah, ratings analysts, they're all on there.